Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. Time on the clock, on the official clock here at the Hurricane Center, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Latest information on Tropical Storm Sally. Winds 65 miles an hour, moving west-northwest 8 miles an hour, about 115 miles east-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Let's look at some of the latest trends on the actual radar. Just for reference, here's the Slidell Airport radar. This is the Mobile radar. And at the Mobile airport as well. So you can see some of these, the areas, this large area of tropical moisture, just heavy, heavy rainfall. And some of these rain bands already impacting places, Pensacola over to Panama City and moving inland the Florida Panhandle as well. But some of the trends, you can see the center right here and actually starting to see some of that convection wrap around it. So some indication of the strength of this system as it continues to push off towards the coastline here and bringing with it all the impacts associated with the tropical systems. Let's start looking at some of those impacts. One of them is the wind. And this right here is the extent of those tropical storm force winds stretching out over 100 miles out from the center, especially towards the front and the right-hand side of this thing. That's where you're seeing most of those winds. But the big story here is just the slow nature of this movement. This right here is 1 a.m. on Tuesday, 12 hours later, 1 p.m. on Tuesday, 1 a.m. Wednesday, 1 p.m. on Wednesday. The closer these lines are together, well, that means the slower the movement. And that's a problem because that slower the movement, that means you're going to have more time to put that rainfall on the ground. You're going to have more time to push that water in as storm surge. And that's why we're seeing significant impacts with this in a dangerous situation, especially with this slow movement. So let's look at some more of these impacts here. As the winds push in, you're going to start seeing that slowdown. And also look at the rainfall. The rainfall totals here, very large. Right along the coastline here, you can see 15 to 20 inches of rain. That's southeast Louisiana, along the Alabama coastline, and also the Mississippi Gulf Coast as well. Some of these areas, prolonged rain in these rain bands. So if you think about that slow movement, wherever the center is, we see those rain bands stretch out. Some of those could stretch out all the way to the Florida Panhandle, the Alabama coast, and also into Mississippi, right along there. Even though the storms, those individual storms, will look like they're moving very fast, and they will be, the actual rain bands will not be. And that's where you're gonna see the possibility of tornadoes, waterspouts, and you're gonna see some of those heavy rainfall totals as well. So dangerous situation with flash flooding. Please be careful. Just better not to be on the roads during the next few days associated with this. It's gonna be very dangerous travel conditions. So the storm surge is the other part here. We talked about that slow movement. The slower movement, there's more time for the wind to keep pushing the water in. So 7 to 11 foot possible mouth of the Mississippi River over to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And that allows time to push water through the Rigolets here into Lake Maurepas, Lake Pontchartrain, 4 to 6 foot in some of those areas as well. And as we travel further to the east, remember that side with those rain bands we talked about, you start getting that water to push on shore, 5 to 8 foot from Ocean Springs over to the Mississippi, Alabama line, even to Mobile, 4 to 6 foot, possibly in Mobile Bay as well. So dangerous situation with the storm surge, the rain, and also the winds. Best to be prepared. And we're going to keep an eye on things from here at the Hurricane Center on Tropical Storm Sally.